101 and 2 months.
Start your day the tour away, northwest London, Friday, 24th of Adar Rishon, 25th of February, Rabbi Yitzhok Fist and Shlita. What were the leftovers of the Mishkan and what did they do with it? This week's Torah is sponsored by family Shimon Boden on the first Yahrzeit today of his late mother, Mrs. Ellen Boden, Morris Chana Bas Shmuel HaKoy, Zichron Livrocha.
Amen. Thank
you.
First of all, good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to discuss what we just heard. So, in this week's parsha, the Torah says a loshen, which seems to imply there were leftovers when the people donated their monies to the Mishkan. I'd like to discuss, first of all, were the leftovers, as the parsha pshat and mashma, or, and if there were leftovers, what did they do with the leftover money? The Pasuk says in Kapitel Lamed Vav, the Pasuk starts with Dalet Hei Vav Zayin, just before Revi and Parshas Vayakel, Vayivoyu kol hachachomim ha'oisim es kol malachas ha'kodesh, kol hachachomim were doing the malacha came, ishish malachta shehei ma'oisim, they all came out, they all came away from the malacha which they were doing. Vayyum el Moshe Leimen, they said to Moshe, ma'ar bim ma'al ma'avi midehu ha'avayda la malacha. People are bringing too much to the Mishkan, more than needed for the malacha. Hashatziba Hashem Naaseh Soisa, the Mishkan told us what to build and how to build, and the people are bringing too much. Vayitzav Moshe, mayivirukel b'machnes, and Moshe Rabbeinu commanded, and let out a voice in the machne, leimoy, let out an announcement, ish v'ish al yasoid malacha nesrumas ha'kodesh. That nobody should bring any more, malacha here refers to the malachas ha'avol, nobody should bring any more items to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Trumas HaKodesh, vayikoli ha'ome ha'vir, and therefore the people stop bringing. They refrained anymore from bringing. And the Pasuk continues, Amalocha, he said, Dai, Amalocha, Amalocha, Naaseh Soisa. And the Malocha, Amalocha, they actually touched the Malocha's Ha'avol, the donations were more than enough, enough for the Malocha, Naaseh Soisa, were enough for all the Malochas to do. The Ha'isa, and there were leftovers. They actually touched, there was more than enough to do, in other words, there was more than enough, Malocha's Ha'avol, for the Mishkan. It was enough and it was more than enough. Rashi touched the word, Malachas Ha'avol, he said, Dayum Shalais HaMishkan. It was enough for all the people to do the work in the Mishkan. L'chol HaMalachas HaMishkan Nazis, so he said, Ula Ha'isa. There was so much brought, that was enough, as we say in English, more than enough. There was enough and left over.
Started with Masa Shekel
over here. Masa Shekel was for the Karbonis Pashtas. Masa Shekel was for the Karbonis. There were Masa Shekel for the Adonim. But that was exactly, and the Master Shekel used for the Adonim, for the sockets of the Mishkan, were exact. But there was gold and silver, and each of the Kolmash and Nidvas, Libbe, Pashas, Truma, we had at the beginning of this week's Pasha, and it seems to be there was a more than enough, which the Pashas implies there were leftovers. So the Shal is, were the Pashas there were leftovers? And if there were leftovers, what happened to the leftovers? Were they given back? Were they used for something else? Well, since that's not so clear exactly what the leftovers were for, so I found, Hashem, must be more, but I found 4 Mahalchim so far. In what they did with the leftovers of the Mishkan, perhaps I'll try and go through the different Mahalchim, what they did with the leftovers. So, number one I found is the Medrash Rabbah, which is a Shrei Medrash, which a Sefer Kenan Adovid discusses this Medrash. The Medrash state also quotes a Pasuk, Vayasu kol chacham leib ba'osei ha'malocha. This is a Shrei Medrash. The Pasuk says, Vayasu kol chacham leiv ba'osei ha'malocha. All the chacham leiv, chachomim, did ba'osei ha'malocha. This is the Medrash HaMedrash, brings this pasuk. And the Medrash asks, Yuma malocha heim oisim. He says, they did malocha. He says, the Medrash, what malocha were they doing? Vayasu kol chacham leiv ba'osei ha'malocha. He says, the Medrash, Losh HaMedrash. I wrote this down. El hochu oime, v'zoi satchuma shatikchum e'itam. The state, v'zoi satchuma shatikchum e'itam. The Medrash is a shayah Medrash. The Medrash asks, what malocha were the oisei ha'malocha doing? And the Medrash seems to answer because it says "V'zayis atchuma shatikchum eitan." What do you mean, what malacha they're doing? We're working for the Mishkan. And if there's a question, what the malacha they're doing? Why are you answering? "V'zayis atchuma shatikchum eitan." So they came to Dovid, he's a brother of the Rugus Ablisim, Zagzeh Ashayda Pshat. He says, Pshat Zazay. He says, Be'emes, he takes on the world leftovers to the Mishkan. There were leftovers. As a Rishayt and Posek, the Pashat and Posek. More than enough, the Hoysa. Why did the Rabbeinu Shlom cause that there should be leftovers to the Mishkan? In other words, it doesn't seem very fair. People come with their great Nidus Halev, and they come with the grace of Cheshek, and the grace of Shtekikus, to bring money to the Mishkan, and it makes us Kutazamatsiyas. Obviously, the Rabbeinu Shlom could stop this. The Rabbeinu Shlom arranged that there should be some leftovers to the Mishkan. What's the Pshat in there? So he wants to say, if Hazar Mahalik, he wants to go, he wants to say, we know that the Mishkan, the idea of the Rechit of the Mishkan, that Ullus want to speak about this, is without the Shmarech sign of them, and I'm also not going to be Marech on it. I'm sure you've had many Joshes in this and tell away in the past few weeks. But the Ikkah of the Nidilation into the Nidvas HaMishkan wasn't the actual gold and silver that the Mishkan needed. It doesn't need your gold, it doesn't need your silver, it doesn't need your items that relate to the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is the Nidvas Lev. Let me speak about this whole time, all the way through the Parshas. He called the Divlev, again and again and again. The Rebbeinu Shlom was machshava toiva in a divlev, the generosity of a person, the way a person can give himself away, give his items away to the sake of the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to see the machshava behind the donation in a divlev. And he says it's inevitable, as the Kain Adovit says, that at the time when Klal Yisrael are giving away the grace of the Divas, the grace of the Deacon, we did it with a full generosity, with a full heart, with the grace in the Divas Lev, of the Mestama, there were also people due to social pressure, or due to other things, other reasons, they also gave the items away to the Mishkan. And perhaps their kavanah wasn't so pure, perhaps it was because to impress, or perhaps due to keep up with the Joneses, what everyone else was doing. They also gave to the Mishkan in the same way. So gefilt in the Divas Lev. Says the Kain Adovit, such a donation wouldn't be rode to use for the Mishkan. If it wasn't given the form of Divas Lev, as a Mishnah and Pasuk, the tzaka wouldn't be rode to use for the Mishkan. So the Baruch Shem Davka orchestrated there should be more than enough, and all of those donations that weren't in the Divas Lev wouldn't be encompassed in the actual usage of the Mishkan. So he said, there you say it. So according to him, it comes out and he touched the Pasuk, we'll see in a minute, he goes to the Pasuk and the Mitzmedrash that we just mentioned. He doesn't bring this in this Pasuk here, he brings to answer this Medrash. But we see from him actually, there were actually leftovers. And it seems that these leftovers, Pashtas, were not used because they didn't have the right Kavona, there wasn't that Nadiva Sarev, and the Rebbeinu Shlom Davka created this situation where there should be a more than enough in order that the Pasal and the Chacham who built the Mishkan, who would understand, they were finely attuned. And they could see from the actual Havar, they could see from the actual Nadav, and we'll see how he touched it soon. They could actually work out what was given by the Divas Lev or not. We know Bezalel was over to him at Tsar of Shemus, a Shemayim Ba'aretz, the Grace of Ruach HaKadosh, and he could actually feel from the Nadav that was given whether there was a Zeroy to use the Mishkan or not. And that were left over on the side. And it seems that those people, he doesn't say, he doesn't go as far to say so. But it seems that Bahoisa, these people, Taka, wouldn't be Zeicha to have their Nadav. They would have a Machzah Shekel, as I said before, they would go to Adonim, and have the Machzah Shekel go to the Kabbalah. That was Zeroy for everybody. The part of the Mishkan, which needed a Divlev, their part wouldn't be encompassed in the Mishkan. And he says, the Oisei HaMalocha, those people who built the Mishkan, were margish in this. When they started using their items to build the Mishkan, they felt straight away, Beruach HaKadosh, whether this piece of gold, this piece of silver, was actually Roy to go and use the Mishkan. So he says, that's the possible. The Medrash says, Vayasu Kol Chacham Lev Ba'Oisei HaMalocha. And he distinguishes, he says, there's a major difference between Malocha and Avoida. What's the major difference between Malocha and Avoida? Avoida, he says, the translation of Avoida is that you say Avoida's Hevet Le'Rabbi. Avoida's Ben La'av. And Avoida is something you do for somebody, to somebody. A Malocha is something you do for yourself, is a chore. It's something you do, something has money to do. The job he has to do for himself is called a Malocha, a chore. And Avoida is more of a service. It's a service to somebody else. It's a Avoida's Av, Benoy La'av. It's an Avoida of a Eved, the Rabbi, and Eved's called an Eved, he's not called a Malocha, he's working for somebody else. He said, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted us to do an Avoid of him. It should have been an Avoid of him, so you look in Rashi, Rashi's Loshen is, the Posek actually says, by the Posek Hey, we mentioned Posek mentioned before, by Yom Ramosh Aleimai, Marvim Ha'om Lahavi Midehu Avoida La Malocha. The people are bringing too much for the Avoida. The malacha bringing is too much for the avoda. What's the term for the malacha for the avoda? Is the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted the avos hamishkan to be ben a divas lev? He wanted the avoda. He wanted the service of a person to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The ma'isa for many people, or for those people who weren't zeicha, it became a malacha. It became a chore. It became something which wasn't really for the sake of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It was something they had to do for themselves, for their own social status, for their own pressure, for their own keep up as we say with others. They end up doing it. It's a point of the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Moshe the reason why I'm making this. The goal for the reason why I'm making this concept of people bringing more, because there's many malacha here. As much people bring it, the tzarech malacha, they don't really mean avoda. They don't mean avoda Hashem. They just mean it for malacha, and therefore there's too much. And the oisah malacha felt this, and he said, that's what the medrash means. The medrash we mentioned before, when the medrash says, "Vayasu kol chacham leiv ba'oisah malacha," the medrash means, "Ma malacha hayoisim?" Because the medrash has discussed. The medrash said they weren't doing malacha; they were doing avoda. Everything was happening in the mishkan. Shouldn't have been a malacha. Should have been avoda Hashem. Should have been a service for the Rebbeinu Shteilam. And the medrash answers that. No, a state, ha ella ha reo aima, but zay sa trum ha shatikha me itam. It's had the oyster ha malachim, it's had those people who do the malachim, but Saul ben Uri ben Chul, and Aliyov ben Achi Samach, and all the oyster ha malachim, and those were zaych, the grace of Bali, Ruach HaKadosh, Jibut Mishkan, they wanted to do an Aveda. But sometimes when they started doing this Aveda, they felt that this wasn't material that was really for Aveda. This was material that was really for malachim. And the Medrash says, well, what malachim were they doing? They were doing Aveda. And the Medrash answers, he said, vazay sa trum ha shatikha me itam. They were taking tshuva from Klal Yisrael, and therefore the influence on the items were given were not always so pure, and that there had to be leftovers. That's how he learns Mahalach. So because you see from the Keren Domedag when he's taking on literally in this Mahalach of his that there were leftovers taka, and these leftovers they were not zeicha to be able to use in the Mishkan. It's a Mahalach of Mahalach.
What did they do?
So the Chayyim give it back. Pasha. So he doesn't go as far to say what they did with it. So, in fact, I just wanted to bring up the point that he's definitely learning. There were definitely leftovers for Esau Malacha. Pashtas, I would understand, he doesn't go further, to say this. Pashtas would understand, because it wasn't really, the way he's bringing it up, they weren't Zeicha to use their, there wasn't their Kavanas. So Pashtas, they got a phone call, they got a receipt, they got a message to come and pick up their things. So Pashtas registered, who gave what? That's what you have to say, the Chayyim. Yeah. But let's say there's a Medrash in Pashtas Bekudei, a Medrash Tanchuma. And the Medrash Bekudei in Pashtas Tanchuma actually asked the Kasha. He asked your Kasha, what they do with the leftovers. And the Medrash says, it's in Medrash Tanchuma Pashas Bekudei, and also the Gitaf in Ois Hei. Because the way of learning Chasam Sefer, that brings this Medrash many times in the last few Pashas, he brings this Medrash. But the way the Medrash, what the Medrash says, what the Chasam Sefer says, Pashas, is a bit interesting to see how he understood the Medrash. But we'll see, we're going to learn the Chasam Sefer Mahalach. Omar Moshe, this is the Lashon Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Harei Osinu HaKol. We've done everything. Ma nase min hamoisa. Your question. What are we going to do with the leftovers? Omale, this is the Lashon HaMedrash, Asei Mishkan le'edus. You built the Mishkan. So now make a Mishkan le'edus. Edus is the luchas. Mishkan le'edus, Pashtus. Holach ba'osa. So Moshe Rabbeinu went. It's after he finished the Mishkan. And he built a Mishkan le'edus, the leftovers. Kivin shabodet en cheshbon. When he came to giving the cheshbon afterwards, because the Pashas Pekudah, he's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, gave the accounting, where all the money went. Omar lehem, he told Klal Yisrael, and the Medrash is talking about the Lashon HaPosuk, Ei lepekudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-edus. There's a double Lashon. Ei lepekudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-edus. So he said, kach v'kach yotze in a mishkan, this is the amount that I use for the mishkan, uv'yoysa, with the leftovers, osisi le-mishkan ha-edus. That's Ei lepekudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-edus. The Medrash actually asked the Kasha, what was done with the leftovers. So what is this Mishkan HaEdus? So what is this Mishkan HaEdus? If you look in the Mefarshei HaMedrash, you've got in Tanchuma, you've got the Anachnesis at the bottom, and in which it's a Chavis Lul. You don't find it. What was this Mishkan HaEdus? What is this Mishkan HaEdus? So the one Pshat made another Orem for the Shibri HaLuchos. That's a bit shver. So first of all, why is it called the Mishkan HaEdus? Oh, yeah, Mishkan. You made an Orem. The Eidah Pekudah HaMishkan, Orem HaEdus. And the grace machleich is where the Shiva Luchas were. Or they used it in another Orem, or the old Orem together with the Luchas. You've also looking at the Farshah, and the Ramban, I think, and Pashas Kisisa, and they go through this time around. But the grace machleich is exactly where the Shiva Luchas were placed. One of them was the Luchas, Vishiva Luchas, Mutalim, but Orem. Others said the Shiva Luchas were in another Orem, they went to the Muhammad with them. There's various different machleichs. So it's not so poshut. So, and also the Lashon HaMedrash is also a bit interesting to say it's talking about Orem for the Shiva Luchas. Because it says they built a Mishkan on the Eidus. So the Emes Anaf Yosef brings to your fast your faith, he brings to the Pshat, also a very Mechudosh Dik Pshat, another Pshat. I bring the Pshat that in the actual Kodesh Kodoshim, where there was an Orim, they built another little Mishkan on the top of the Orim. So Grace Achidosh. Technish of the Lech. Like when he brings another Pshat, that's Eilam, Kudah Mishkan, Mishkan on the Eidus. He built another tent in the Kurdish Kodoshim.
The Kurma
on top of the Kurma, the Oren, they built another Mishkan. I'm just saying over what that's all brought down. The Chasam Sofer and another Pshat. The Chasam Sofer is many times. The Chasam Sofer Pashas Truma, it wasn't Pashas. This week Pashas a few times, and the Pashas Pekudi a few times. The Chasam Sofer is looked up Pshat, And he knows Mishkan Le'edus was a grace of Bismedish. Mishkan Le'edus means a dwelling place for the Edus, for the Torah, not for the Luchis Dafka. He knows what it was, and he doesn't bring the Medrash so much, the words of the Medrash, and then say Pshat. He just quotes it, the Torah Devarim, many times. He says, Kamosha Bianu, and Kamosha Kosva Medrash, Papash Tekudei. He doesn't say the Lashon Medrash. He says, as Oiz the Chutz, from the fact they built a Mishkan Le'edus, a Mishkan, they also built a Beis HaMedrash, a grace of Beis HaMedrash. And the Chasam Sofer says it, twice, but Chasam Sofer uses this. One is in this week's Pasha, in the Pasha of the Kiyoy. We find the Pasha of the Kiyoy, the Torah says, the Kiyoy was built from the, well, sorry, before we go to the Kiyoy, he says, Pasha of the Mishkan, so he doesn't say the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaMedrash went for the men. The Chasam Sofer goes even further, and he speaks about the Chiddushes. He says, the Pasha that you see in the Ramban, they built even an Ezes Noshim for the ladies, a place for the ladies to gather together, who wanted to hear Dvar Hashem. He said, where do you see a Mishkan, a Beis HaMedrash? He said, if you look in Balaturim, in Parshas Truma, the beginning of Parshas Truma, the Balaturim says, V'yikhu li Truma. Truma. Now Truma, we know, is 1/50. V'yikhu li Truma, take a 50th. The Balaturim says, what's the 50th? Truma is Echad Mechamishim. If you work out the dimensions of the Chotza HaMishkan, the quarter of the Mishkan, which was 50 by 100, that was 5,000 square meters. And you work out the dimensions of Har Abayis, of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the chops of the area of Har Abayis, which has got Kedusha to it, is Tofkuf al Tofkuf, 500 by 500, which is 250,000. So there's 250,000 square amas in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's 5,000 square amas in the Mishkan. He says, that's the Yikhuli, the Balaturim, this is the Balaturim. The Yikhuli Truma, the Mishkan's dimensions were a Truma, were 50th of the eventual dimension of the Beis HaMikdash, which was 250,000. So that's the Balaturim. And the Chasam Sofer says, who cares whether you're 50th of the Beis HaMikdash or not? Why is it called the Truma? And the Chasam Sofer wants to learn a bit more into this Medrash, into this Balaturim. And the Chasam Sofer wants to learn everywhere where they built a Mishkan, wherever the Mishkan was, whatever place they moved to, they built around the Mishkan the same size area as the Beis HaMikdash. And this shit has been a few times, was they built an area of 500 amos by 500 amos, which they used for a Beis HaMikdash, for a mokim of gathering, for people to be mekabel to learn Torah. So it's up there to learn Torah. And in the middle of this, or middle or whatever, part of this area was designated for the Mishkan. So every Mishkan was a Truma, every Mishkan was a 50th of the actual area which was then come. And he learns himself the Medrash Bekudah. What they do with the leftovers, in other words, they built a Mishkan Le'edus, they built another place for a Beis HaMedrash. It seems like they built a big area around the Mishkan where they sat. Now, Chasam says it many, many times over. He says, if you look in Parshas Truma, Tzav, Bekudah, by Yakel, he says this over many times. No, more than that, he says, if you look in the Ramban, in this week's Parsha later, the Ramban says that the Noshim who brought the mirrors, everyone speaks about the Noshim who brought the copper mirrors for the Kiyoy. So the Lashon of the Pasuk is, we know Rashi Pshat, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Vayash Kiyun HaChosh is currently, the Maris HaTzoyves, Asher Tzobul Pesach Oyel Noyet. The Noshim gathered together, great groups, in the Pesach Oyel Noyet. Mother Noshim, Tzobul Pesach Oyel Noyet, what are they doing? So Rashi says they came together to bring their Nadovas. They came to Pesach Oyel Noyet to bring their Nadovas. If you look in the Eben Ezra and the Ramban, look at the Lashon of the Eben Ezra, the Eben Ezra says, and Ramban brings it, Ki Mishpat Kal Anoshim, normally we learn that these Maris came from Mitzrayim. The Eben Ezra said, Ki Mishpat Kal Anoshim, Nisyapos, Nuris Paneim. Most ladies like Vav, Shtikal Vein, and they're busy looking the whole time in the mirror. And Miyapa themselves, Bechol Boika, the Maris Nechoshes, Eiz Zechuchas, to sort out their Shaitlech, he says, or the Pe'enim, Arosham. Or Baal Kaponim, he says, Vehinei Hoyu B'Yisrael, Noshim Oibdeis Hashem. Amongst Kal Yisrael were women who served the Rebbeinu Shleimah. Shesoru mitava zeh ha'olam. They removed themselves from any vain vanities of this world, from any tivus ha'olam, and they gave everything up. But nosnu maris sein, not like Rashi Pshat. They gave their marriage to Nadova. Ke'elem tzorich oyd yisyapas. They didn't need this world anymore. They were so holy. The women, those were groups of women who gave everything up. And they gave all the mirrors and all the makeup, the alzanish, all the shaitach. Rakbois yoyim yoyim el pesach vayel roed. They came every day to the medrash. The spalal or the shmir dibri hamitzvus. V'zeh ashat tzobu pesach vayel roed. So the groups of women who stood every day said yoyim yoyim davening in pesach vayel roed. So Chasam Sofer says, where did they daven? What area did they daven in? He says, that's the pshat. He says, besides the area of the Mishkan itself, there was this great area of 500 amos, which was designated for the men to Natoira, for these Siddiqs, Sidkonius, to come and daven. That's what happened everywhere in the Mishkan. Azayit the Chasam Sofer pshat. Al Kapanim, we see this is another mahalach, what was done with the leftovers in the Bahaisa, they were used the leftovers to build this great mokin, which was used for Torah and Tefillah, Bizman HaMishkan. And then the Chasm said, okay, it's Santa Mahalach. So according to those two mahalachim, there were leftovers, and the leftovers were used, either as we said, for the purpose of, we're not sure according to the Kenneth, it wasn't accepted at all. The way the Chasm said, it was accepted. It doesn't say why, how, when it was used, but the leftovers were like used for this great area around the Mishkan, which was 50 times the size of the Mishkan, used for Tzavah Pesach and Leit. The Rechaim HaKadosh, a short mahalach, also in this week's Pasha, on Dayan Vahesi, he also asked the Kasha, he asked the steer in the Pasuk, as we said in English, more than enough, but he asked the Kasha, it's either enough or it's more. It can't be Dayan, the Lashon HaPasuk says, Rashi said Dayan Vahesi, it was enough. He says, what's die and Bahasa? He says, Odis is die, Odis is Bahasa. And he says, you can't say Lozu Afsa. Lozu Afsa, he says, when you've got an extra Kiddush. Lozu Afsa is not when you've got two steerers. Die means there's no more. And Bahasa means there is more. To say there's enough. And not only there's enough, there was even more. It's Mamish a steerer in Erebe. The Chazal said, Mamish, the Rechaim doesn't like the Lashon of the Pasuk, die and Bahasa. It doesn't like that concept, the Poshna concept of the Pshat, die and Bahasa. So the Rechaim of Kaddish, he wants the Taina that Be'emes put paket in the Kehadot. Mamish put paket. He says, Mamish not fair. People came with the great Nadiva slave to Mishkan, and the Rebbeinu Shem shouldn't accept their Nadova. He said, Kenduch Lejain Azazach. He said, people came with Mamish Rotsen to me. He doesn't learn how to Kehadot, but inevitably there must have been people that didn't have Nadiva Salev. It seems like he understood that Gans Kali Surah had a Muradik Majig of Nadiva Salev, and therefore he says it's impossible to understand that the Rebbeinu Shem would cause a situation of Vahaisa. But the Meister was a Vahaisa, there were leftovers. Physically, there were enough. So the Rechaim HaKadosh Tzvederech Nesi says, the Torah is telling you that even though it was Bahaisa, the Rebbeinu Shlom managed to encompass, as I began from Mu'at Machzik HaSamaruba, there was a Nes with the Melechus HaMishkan. But Malacha is a Dai on Bahaisa, even though it was Bahaisa, the Rebbeinu Shlom was enough in the Malacha to encompass all the Nadavas, even though the Bahaisa. But there was a Reis Nes, that even though there was too much, the Rebbeinu Shlom managed to bring it all in, and it all fit in to what we need, somehow or other. No, this was the man of Midrash HaTeva. I saw some shot somewhere. I can't remember which one I saw it from. But I saw some shot. We know that the Mishkan Taka, the Mishkan, you know, the final find the Beis HaMikdash, there was a gather of Oimdim Tzufufim, Mishtachim, Mirabochim. They came to Beis HaMikdash squashed, and they were standing squashed, but they came to bowing. What was it? It's a shawl, it's a tzvi, just like a tzvi, just like a deer, his oiv, it stretches, even that shawl also stretches to hold all its inhabitants within, even though it's too much. I found there was in the Malacha, once I saw Pshat in these words as well, the Malacha is a dying Bahaisa, but Salah ben Uri ben Chur knew how to put into this Mishkan a gedda of dying Bahaisa. He knew how to, one of the recipes of building the Mishkan was to have this inherent availability of Dayon, that even though there's enough space, Bahaisa, it can also stretch when needed. And it could be, you could tie the two things together, perhaps, in the Surah HaKadosh. Because there was Taka more material needed, so even though you managed to cram it all in, to the, I don't know how you understand it, oh, but when it came to need, Bahaisa, it could expand in order to encompass, and again, the Mishtachim of Oimim Tzfuvim, or Mishtachim find Pesach El Moed as well, we find the whole Kali source of Pesach El Moed, which is an S. We find it many times in the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, this concept of Daimos, actually we can tie it together with the Rechaim HaKadosh. Well, the Rechaim HaKadosh, there was Taka leftovers, there was no need to use the leftovers, because they all managed to fit it in to the Oisei HaMalach. That's the third Mahalach. Now, third Mahalach, the fourth Mahalach is based on a very well known vort of some of you, I'm sure you've heard it here. The famous, we'll say quickly, is a famous vort of Chaim Volozhiner, which everyone brings down, and Allah Svarma Gdoshim is brought down from the Kotze La Kotze. Chaim Volozhiner's story with the Meshulach that came collecting for Volozhin. The Meshulach came collecting for Volozhin, he used to come every year and get donations from various people, and one year he went to a certain person he got a big donation from, and the man refused to give him a donation. It was one of his big donors. This is the Meshulach Meshivas Volozhin. And why did he refuse to give him? Because the man told him that every single year you come by foot, and I know whichever money I'm giving is going straight to the yeshiva. This year I've noticed you've come with a horse and cart in those days, whatever you want to sign it, and I see that you've got expenses, you've got overheads for your fundraising. I'm not interested my money should go to the wagon driver or to go and pay for the hay for the horse. I'm interested my money should go directly to the yeshiva for Torah, and since you've got older where you need these overheads, I want the guilt to go straight to Torah. The Shulach heard the time, he went to Chaim Volozhiner, And he told the Chayav Elozhin he's lost a big donation, but he doesn't know what to answer the fellow, he's going to chayrat ha'atayna. And Chayav Elozhin, according to the Pesuk in last week's Pasha, famous of Chayav Elozhin, he said, B'tzal ben Uri ben Chuli, B'ayin Shem gave him b'lachshim, b'ashol v'es la'asayis, b'azov, b'akesef, b'anachayshis. He gave B'tzal ben Uri ben Chuli the koyach again, to know which machshavas were put in to the zov, b'akesef, b'anachayshis. Now B'tzal ben Uri ben Chuli is building the Mishkan, and he had to know which gold to use where. Everyone, obviously, everyone gives gold to the Mishkan. Where does everyone want the gold to go? On the Kruvim, on the Orem. Everyone wants his money to go to the best place. You know, you give him the donation anyway. Why should my Zechus go to the best place? And so B'tzal ben Uri ben Chul would have a problem what to do with it. Shteitim Pachamelozhne, he had the Koyach, the Lachshe, Machshav, his Lasid, Bazov, Bakesh, and Achish. He understood, he knew how to direct the money. He could see the Machshav, as we said before, the same idea, what the person had when he gave the money, and he knew where to direct it. Where the person got a Heilige Machshav, it went to Orem a bit less, it went to the Menorah Efshah a little bit less, it went to the Kroshim, whatever. He knew exactly how to direct the Machshav. Maybe he said, go back to this fellow who doesn't give the money and tell him, if you're pure with your machshava, you want your money to go only to Torah, the Rebbe Yishmael will orchestrate that your money will go directly to Torah. It won't go to the horse. Somebody's given the money because of Chayisrael, because he wants a bit of cover. The Chayisrael will go to the horse. Oh, but the money he wants for Torah, it's also needs to be Shiva. It's also Zechus. I'm not saying. Oh, but I'm saying it's a lesser. It's all going straight. Oh, but Al Kabbalim, you didn't have to worry. That's the famous one of Chayim Elodim. So I saw the Mashag brings down. Mashag is the Chemshim Gimfil. He brings down the Zov Shvo. He brings using his vote of Chaim Velozhna, he wants to tie Nazi. He wants to tie the Emes of no leftovers. Ramalocha used to die in Machal Amalocha Vahaisa. There was the Ibrig, there was leftovers in Machshavas. There were too many people that had the right Machshavas. There was too much Nadiva's name, there was too much right for correct Machshavas. So B'Sala Ben Uri Bachol, physically there was nothing left over, but there was too much left over for the Emes. Everyone wanted great Machshavas for the Orin. And there had too many people, too much gold, the grace of Machshavas for the Orin. So the Torah, the Malacha is a dime, Machal Malacha Vahaisa. He says, it's not a problem, he said, because even if you've got something with a Heichel Machshava, you can use it for a lesser item. If you make an oil, for example, which is for a safer Torah, you can go along and use that oil for Tefillin. You can't do the other way around. You can't take a Kedusha Kala and use it for Kedusha Chamura. But a Kedusha Chamura you can use for Kedusha Kala. So he said, B'Sala Ben Uri Ben Chul, Malacha is a dime, Machal Malacha Vahaisa. It wasn't physically left over, but there was an Ibrig Machshavas, it was left over Machshavas Kedushas, and that B'tzal ben Uri ben Chul had to use for other things in the Mishkan, which means they need such a Heilige Machshava, or by Kaponim, the whole Mishkan was built with a Heilige Machshava. Sure. So that was the full Mahat I wanted to say. Not see it again. That's Hashem Yisporach, we should all be Zeich, if the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, which the Chayah, we don't need to have Machshava, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is built by Eish. We say Papasha Shkolim, we finish up the Rambo, we say Papasha Shkolim, we say the Yibayin Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu Matbea Asher Eish. He didn't know what the shekel was. He showed him a shekel. Why did he show him a shekel? Because the Baal didn't want dafka l'matbeah of the shekel. He wanted the eish, he wanted the shleikus, he wanted the cheshek of the person when he gave the thing. And the Baal Shem HaShlishi, it's all going to be built as a. It's not going to be built physically from us. It's going to come eish ben HaShemayim. Which Pshat is going to be built today on Machshavas Tevus HaRetzoynis. In Golas, we should be able to build the